Yes, just after 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, it's time once again to welcome in the coach. It is Coach Tony and get your lean on. Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Hey, Joey, how are you doing?
Fabulous.
I got a new flyer in the plane here. This is awesome.
That's right. Usually Haley in, but I'm in for Haley today and tomorrow. So glad to be here. It's the first time we've had a chance to hook up and do the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Going to be a lot of fun. And we want to hear from you, too. Give us a call, 281-1150. That's here in Appleton on the Settlers Bank Studio Hotline. Also, 866-887-1150. That is outside of Appleton. And you can also reach us online. Go to WHBY.com. Click on the Contact Us, and it'll go into our inbox.
Hey, Joey, before we get into the little dirty secrets we're going to be talking about,
yes,
let me just give a little thanks. Today's show is brought to you by Dr. Pete Haley of North Star Dental Group, changing your life by changing your smile.
All right. And you mentioned it. Secrets.
Yes.
It's a secret.
Yes. It is a secret. We got some dirty little secrets
we're
going to open up
today?
To the listeners today.
What are you talking about when you're saying dirty little secrets for food?
Dirty little secrets. The dirty little secrets that are hidden on our food labels. We're going to find out. I'm going to give the listeners the things that they need to understand that are being hidden on food labels so they can actually choose their foods wisely and change the destiny of their health. So I think we can all agree, and maybe Joey, you can agree with this too, that there's probably nothing more perplexing than understanding food labels.
Yeah.
You know, I know that people look at certain things on food labels. They probably steer more toward the fat and the calories and stuff like that. But to be perfectly honest with you, there's nothing more loaded with confusion and sketchy marketing tactics than on the foods that we buy. Now, because calories and fat have been so deeply ingrained in us as being the most important thing to look at on a food label, most people probably are picking their products based on either the number of calories they have or how many grams of fat are in a serving.
And that is important, right?
You'll find out to a degree those things can be looked at, but once you find out what I'm going to disclose today, I think some of that stuff is pretty meaningless. Hmm. You know, bold marketing statements slammed across the front of the package screaming things like all natural, organic, low fat, heart healthy, fortified, zero trans fat, and gluten free, all those things, they all scream something that makes us want to pick them up, but it tells us nothing about the quality of the food at all. Hmm. So we're going to dive in a little bit. So food marketing experts depend on the fact that shoppers take less than 5 seconds to evaluate a product before deciding whether they're going to throw it in their cart or they're going to leave it on the shelf. Hmm. 5 seconds.
All right. That's pretty quick.
Yeah. So outside of these instantaneous shopping decisions, most of us don't even understand what words like enriched, reduced fat, are all natural, truly mean in the world of food manufacturing. Yet, we assume because they're boldly stated across the packages that they're healthy. Or why would they say that? Or why would they advertise it, right?
Yeah.
Well, with the exception of a few more complex regulations, marketing food isn't really any different than marketing any other product. In fact, most marketing claims you see aren't only misleading, they're also quite useless as well.
All right, then.
I think you're liking this already, Joey.
I am. I'm getting educated.
Yeah. And I hope that all the listeners as well get educated and understand these concepts that I'm going to bring forth today. For instance, let's say, like, going back to these, like, things that are boldly stated, like natural. People look at natural and they go, oh, this is good. But natural is only a term that's regulated by the government for the meat industry. Yet because it's portrayed health significance, it's slapped across all kinds of processed foods like breads, cereals, juices, and even sodas. Natural soda? Come on. Other terms like fortified, enriched, make it sound like a product is loaded with vitamins, right? But all these terms really mean is that the product has a mere 10% of the recommended amount per serving, a quantity that's essentially meaningless since the recommended values are considerably low to begin with. Now, Big Food has a cunning way of engineering labels to the point of complete confusion, and they know this. Their ingenious marketing tactics, the exploitation of government loopholes, paint a completely different picture in the eyes of the consumer than what's really going on and really happening with our food. There's four basic ways that food labels are deceiving us, and these are the things that we need to understand and focus on, Joey, if we want to take control of our own health and we want to live a healthy and happy life.
All right, on that note, 281-1150, I guess we'll go ahead and take our first time out. We'll come back and we'll find out. That's a nice little tease, what the four basic ways the food labels are deceiving us. If you'd like to join us, 281-1150, it is Coach Tony. Get your lean on HBY. What do you think? Does it do?
Joey, so good, so good.
Coach Tony emailing me earlier in the week. 80s band. So
80s, yeah. 80s hair band stuff. Gotta love it.
A crew for you. As we bring it back, get your lead on. That is Coach Tony. Monday is here from 4 till 5, taking your phone calls on our Settlers Bank studio hotline. It's 281-1150 here in Appleton. Or toll free, 866-887-1150. Have a nice little segue there to kickstart your heart with some of the labels out there.
Absolutely.
That's what we're talking today, the dirty little secrets hidden in our food labels.
Yes, yes. Everything that everybody needs to know and the significance of them, and then everything else on a food label would be kind of insignificant. So the first of the four things that are being hidden on our food labels are serving size manipulation. And I'll go into detail and explain this. Now, when it comes to favorable opportunities, the government has left a small yet significant loophole open for food manufacturers to use to their advantage. It goes like this, Joey. As long as a product has less than 0.5 grams of any ingredient per serving, they're allowed to say zero. So essentially, what this means is if a food manufacturer includes 0.49 grams of, say, trans fats in a product, they're still allowed to say trans fat free or zero trans fats. Even though it's not. Oh. It's got to be below the 0.5 gram threshold per serving. That's key. Now, one of the hurdles that food manufacturers were faced with is that many of the products' serving sizes contain a heck of a lot more than the 0.49 gram threshold. So what do you think they did? Do you think they redid the recipes for the foods? No, that cost millions. What did they do? They just, to combat that, all they did was conveniently make the serving sizes smaller. So they would manipulate serving size. Manufacturers do the same thing with other ingredients like sugar. Anything less than a half a gram per serving is considered sugar-free. But trust me, by the time that you've consumed a reasonable portion of food, you've already consumed way more of this insidious, and I call it insidious ingredient, because it's straight energy calories with no nutrients. So you've taken a considerable amount more than you bargained for. Now, this may not sound like a very big deal to a lot of us, but it actually is. You see, some so-called heart-healthy spreads play that trans fat trick containing 0.49 grams per serving, but their serving sizes are scaled back so ridiculously small that anyone adding a reasonable amount of this so-called healthy spread to various foods during the course of a day, it will easily wind up scarfing down maybe 2, 3, 4, and even 5 grams of trans fats in their diet, thinking that they're eating zero.
Yeah.
And trans fats are super deadly fats. You don't want to be putting them into your diet at all.
Thus the manipulation.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, 281-1150. We have a caller on hold. Can we get to the caller real
quick? Sure.
All righty. We have Diane in Kakana. Good afternoon, Diane. How are you?
Confused. My husband loves ice cream, but we're trying to watch the weight. Which is better, sherbet or yogurt ice cream? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
She's probably not the only one with that question.
Right. I'm sure. To be perfectly honest with you, neither one of them are any good as far as I'm concerned. But if you want something, I would stay away from those and look at the sugar grams. The least amount of sugar is always the best. So if I were to push somebody towards something, I'd say full fat ice cream. Full fat.
Really?
Full fat dairy. Yep.
Okay.
For sure.
You're not a big fan of sugar, are you?
Not at all. It's probably that I posted this, Joey, on my Facebook page, and I think people should really clearly understand this. How much starch and how much sugar they take in is going to be proportionate with how heavy they are and how much chronic disease they adhere. So you need to understand that these highly refined carbohydrates, starches, and sugars are the demise of our health and our weight. And there's more of these insidious ingredients, but they're the top picks for sure.
That's a good question. If you have any questions for us, give us a call on the Settlers Bank Studio Hotline, 281-1150 or 866-887-1150. That's a good question, though, because everybody's out and about in the hot weather. You know, want to grab something.
Absolutely.
You may not be grabbing the right thing.
So we'll dive back into this manipulation here. The manufacturers have been playing this calorie game for a long time as well. And what I mean by that is the next time you pick up a regular size bottle of soda or juice or sports drink or maybe one of those nice prepackaged muffins or cookies and take a look at the label, if you quickly glance at the label, you'll look at the calories and you'll go, hey, that's really not that bad. But, and there's always a but in everything. Products are based on calories per serving, and this is what people forget to look at. And you may be surprised to find out that the number of servings in a package may actually be 2, 3, and even 4 servings. So that single serving juice or cookie may turn out to be a lot more than you originally bargained for. So make sure that you're reading labels and you check the number of servings per product. If you buy a product and it contains 2 servings, and there's 200 calories per serving, that means the entire package is actually 400 calories, not 200 calories. But you can be deceived by just looking quickly at the calories because it's per serving.
Back to that five-second thing, too. You look at it, hey, oh, I can eat this, 200. All right.
Absolutely.
But you're really eating 4.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what people need to look at. Now, manufacturers also play this system in reverse as well, Joey. Now, this is really interesting. Say you go in and you pick up a loaf of bread and its claims are 25% fewer calories, right? The bread is actually sliced 25% thinner than its regular counterpart. So they just slice the bread thinner, and what's more, the low-calorie claim allows manufacturers to sell it at a higher price because it's perceived as a healthier product. So keep looking at those labels, and I hope you learn a lot through this presentation I'm giving you today. Now, even like coffee creamers, for example, may contain like 30 or 40% fat, but by defining the serving size as just 1 teaspoon, cutting back and manipulating the serving size again, manufacturers can round off that fat to 0, even though a teaspoon of creamer in coffee would barely even change the color, much less the taste. So you know you're going to use a lot more than that. That goes back to the old theory, what's a bowl of cereal? When they based calories on cereal, it's a cup or a half a cup. It's not based on a bowl.
I know there's some that come, you know, in bowls, but Yeah, you don't sit down and actually measure out exactly one cup.
Right, right. So you're probably eating about 3-4 cups for sure, you know. So the next one is ingredient thinning. Now, regulations require that food labels list ingredients in descending order by its predominance in weight. What this means is that the heaviest weighted ingredient needs to appear first on the ingredient list, and then it goes in descending order by the lightest, obviously last. Does that make sense to you? I'll give you an example. So let's just say a manufacturer doesn't want the public to know that the most predominant ingredient in a processed product is, say, sugar. Instead of using one type of sugar, they'll use several different forms. And this is the trick they can play now. All of them are basically the same thing, right? They're used in different forms, but they're all insulin-spiking, blood sugar-raising things.
Are they the ingredients that are usually really, really long worded, like has like 15 different letters in it, like the poly whatever something?
Those are the things that you definitely want to stay away from. If you can't pronounce it, don't put it in your body. But we'll stay with the sugar thing. An example of this is, let's say a manufacturer's product contains, say, 20 grams of sugar, okay? And it makes it the leading or the most predominant ingredient. A manufacturer can use, say, 5 grams of cane juice, 5 grams of dextrose, 5 grams of high fructose corn syrup, and then 5 grams of sucrose. Now, by using these combinations, these different forms of sugar, the manufacturer can easily disguise the fact that sugar is the main ingredient in that product. It doesn't matter if it's high fructose corn syrup, malt, barley, sweeteners, dehydrated cane juice, or even organic sugar. They all equally do the same thing, raise blood sugar levels, and just like old-fashioned table sugar does. And although disguising sugar is probably one of the easiest things to talk about and an easy example to explain, this practice is done by manufacturers for many other ingredients, including salt and fat.
Okay. We'll get to more on that after our bottom of the hour break here. If you have any questions, give us a call on the Settlers Bank Studio Hotline, 281-1150 or 866-887-1150. We'll get a check of news coming up next, HBY. Of course you think 80s hair. You got to go a little Metallica, right?
You'd never go wrong with Metallica.
That's right.
Those guys are still going strong. They're going to be in Madison pretty soon.
I know they are. Yeah. I know.
Bringing it back here, it is Get Your Lean on a Monday afternoon. I'm Joey D alongside Coach Tony, the star of the show. We want to hear from you on our WHBY Settlers Bank Studio Hotline. It's 281-1150 or 866-887-1150. Also, check us out online, and you can find the podcast and everything. And you can also contact us. It's WHBY.com. And patiently waiting through the break, we have Greg in Appleton. Good afternoon, Greg.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg.
What you got for us?
Well, we've been talking about labels. We've been talking about calories. We've been talking about serving size. I'm talking about all the different kinds of sugars. So instead of spending 5 seconds, you spend maybe 6 or 7 and scan down to the sugars line. Does that mean anything? Of course, it would mean per serving. I get that.
Yep.
But does the sugars line give you the information that you might need to avoid sugar? Or is this another one of those things that not really what we needed?
Well, anytime you look down a food label, Greg, and you see that word sugar, that means that it's added sugar. Anything else would be construed as sugar would either come from lactose or milk products. So those would be natural occurring. So anytime you see actually...
But they don't count.
They actually do count.
In the sugar number? That's
oh, they don't. They don't count in the sugar number. The only thing you see when you see sugar is that's actually added sugar to the product.
Sweet. Our government did a great...
They're doing a great job, aren't they?
Yeah. Okay, so that line's even not a help.
That line is... I'll tell you, Greg,
with an S on it. Yep.
That's a great question, Greg. Thanks for calling in with that question.
Got to look at the ingredients. Got to look down the ingredients line. Got to spend 10 seconds.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, when you're looking at sugar, it's one of the most insidious ingredients put into our foods, and it needs to be avoided. The closer to zero you can get with your sugar... especially your added sugars, the healthier you're going to become.
But you can't find that out unless you look at the ingredients.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate it. 281.
Great segment. Keep this up.
Oh, absolutely. 281-1150, 866-887-1150.
Joey, that was a great call.
Yeah.
That was a really good call. So we went through, Joey, we went through serving size manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
We've been through ingredient thinning. And now we're going to go into ingredient padding. Okay, ingredient padding is when a food marketer takes an ingredient like an omega-3 or a synthetic fiber and adds it to their product during the processing to instinctively get people to presume that it's healthy. Okay? This food fortification trick is called actually padding or label padding. It's commonly used with processed food manufacturers to help jump on the health bandwagon without actually creating a healthy product. Shocker, right?
All right.
Now, the amount of healthy ingredient that manufacturers add to their food is so minuscule that their claims are pretty meaningless. Yet, they're legally able to say that a product contains ingredients in question, and they make it very evident by boldly plastering it across their packages in big, bold letters. Now, companies commonly pad ingredients with listings like berries, herbs, or superfoods. Some of the most popular add-ons of this kind of deception are things like omega-3s, synthetic or functional fiber added to make a product look like it's got more fiber into it. Spirulina, a green, blue algae product that's high in amino acids and also high in vitamins and minerals. L-carnitine, believed to have the ability to increase fat burning. Ginkgo for memory, we know. Ginseng to heighten energy. And acai and goji berries to promote everything from like weight loss and anti-aging. Now, the thing about it is, Joey, is adding a tiny bit of these healthy ingredients to foods wouldn't be so bad, but they're being added to foods that are just basically junk. It's junk food, so they're trying to make junk food look super healthy. And since most people don't have the time to go through and carefully analyze the label, just like Greg was saying, take a few more seconds, they make split second decisions based on what stands out on the label. You see something like heart healthy or fortified or all these key words, and people jump on it thinking, oh, it's got to be healthy or, you know, more fiber or something like that. And it's just added to junk.
Because that actually is the number one thing that I look, well, I look at sodium, but fiber is a big thing for me.
Yeah.
And you're saying the synthetic fiber?
Yeah. Functional fiber and synthetic fiber was added. Matter of fact,
okay,
I know that the Weight Watchers bread, if you look at it, it's got a lot of fiber in it, but it's functional. It's actually wood fiber. So they're actually putting wood fiber into their product, making it seem like it's healthier. If it's not a whole grain product and it doesn't have the fiber and it doesn't have the healthy fat and it doesn't have the, you know, actual whole grain in it, it's junk.
Because the bread that I buy, it says on the label, double fiber bread.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Don't buy it like that.
Okay.
If it doesn't have a whole grain ingredient first, and it doesn't have at least 3 grams of fiber, leave it on the shelf, Joey. And what I mean by whole grain ingredient is that whole grain ingredient cannot be like whole wheat flour. It's got to be whole wheat or sprouted grain. It cannot say flour after it because then it's just stripped of its valuable nutrients.
Okay.
It's refined.
Well, I have to look closer at the label then.
Yep. So we've been through 3 out of 4. We got one more to go, and this one's going to shock a lot of people because it's going to get people to really want to pay attention here, and it's called fake products.
You want to tease that for after the break? We'll take another quick break and come back. And we got one more segment left to go. That's called a tease in the business.
Yep.
We're going to talk some fake products and wrap things up. We want to hear from you, though. We've still got plenty of time to take phone calls. It's 281-1150 on the WHBY Settlers Bank Studio Hotline, 866-887-1150. More Get Your Lean On. One more segment left to go here, HBY. see you over there doing the old air guitar.
Right?
It's okay. You can do it. Oh. We're not on TV. Just go for it.
You know what, Joey? It's really cool because my clients start coming in at 5 o'clock in the morning. I start training clients at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I always plug in. They got something called, I think, Rockbox or something like that. I got downloaded on my phone so I can manipulate what plays.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It does not matter who it is, what age they are. I play all 80s hair band, and everybody loves it.
That's awesome. You can't go wrong with it.
No.
Poison here for you. So we bring it back. It is Get Your Lean On here on HBY on a Monday afternoon. I'm Joey D alongside the coach himself, Coach Tony. If you'd like to be a part of the show, we got one segment left here, so not too much time. Get it in right now. Your questions, 281-1150, 866-887-1150. And real quick before we get back to the show here, just got a call from one of our road warriors, and she told us Highway 10 south or Highway 41 southbound, not looking good from basically college all the way down to 10. She says all the lanes are blocked and things are really, really cluttered up, basically from college all the way down to 10 because of some kind of incident. So you may want to avoid that area if you can because it is a standstill. All right, now back to the last couple of minutes of the show here. You teased us right before the break there.
Absolutely, with the fake products.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Joey, manufacturers, they often capitalize on name recognition to fool their buyers into products. And you know what? It's all about bottom line for those guys. So I totally get that, but I'm here to bring truth to it, and I'm here to help people become the healthiest version of themselves possible. So they bring in things like blueberries, for instance, is well known for its terrific health benefits and antioxidants, right? But unfortunately, some big brand food companies that offer like blueberry cereal or muffins or pastries or bars have been deceiving us by creating fake blueberries, listen to this, made out of artificial color, partially hydrogenated oil, and high fructose corn syrup. Now, partially hydrogenated oil is a trans fat. So they're taking trans fats and they're binding it with high fructose corn syrup, which is the number one contributor in this country to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So they're taking these insidious, and I consider these insidious ingredients. There's five that I've found in the Western culture, and I teach on that basis. And these are two of them right here that are being created and thrown into our foods and passed along as healthy.
So got a little closer at my blueberry cereal.
Absolutely, for sure.
Because I like the kind where they actually put the fruit inside, and that's probably exactly what you're talking about.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, it gives it shelf life.
Sure.
It's not real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, major big brand food companies also are producing fake products like guacamole dip that contain absolutely no avocados. Instead, it's made with hydrogenated soybean oil, very pro-inflammatory oil, which is also a trans fat in artificial color. So it's not even real food. It's all bad stuff. Yet knowingly, we as consumers keep buying these products thinking they're real healthy products, when in reality, what you're buying is fake, palate-pleasing, dietary poison. And let me say that again. Fake, palate-pleasing, dietary poison, because that's exactly what it is.
They're allowed to do this.
They're allowed to do it. Yep. So, bottom line, Joey, is food industries are trying to desperately keep us in the dark on what's actually going on with their food. The simple fact is we need to stop looking at those calories and those fats that are contained in products and start focusing on what's really important. And Greg said it just right, the ingredients, because that's what you're actually paying for. You're paying for the ingredients. Now, because at the end of the day, it's not the calories or fat that will end up creating hormonal disruption, weight gain, and chronic health issues. It's the quality of the food that you're ultimately deciding to put into your body that will dictate the destiny of your health, period. Makes sense, Joey?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So if we got time.
Yep. We got about 4 minutes left.
I'm going to go through a couple tips or seven. And, you know, if we can't finish this whole thing, the really cool thing is, and you want a more in-depth understanding of the dirty little secrets hidden in on our food labels, I'm actually right now creating an ebook that's being laid out that will teach you all these concepts, and you can have this downloaded from my website. Just go to getyourleanon.com. There'll be something there stating when it's going to be out. Two around there, too. I have many, many articles and podcasts and ebooks that people can download that will help them push them in the direction of better health. So there's a lot of cutting-edge information there. So let's go through some of these tips. And they know they can always go to my website to get the full details on all of this at getyourleanon.com. So the first one is remember that ingredients are listed in descending order. This is kind of a recap. By weight in the product, this means that the first three ingredients matter far more than anything else. The top three ingredients are what are what we're primarily eating. Okay?
Okay.
The next one is if ingredient lists contain long, you just talked about this, long chemical-sounding words that you can't pronounce.
Polyurethylbutyltate.
Avoid them. It should be a simple rule. Stick to the ingredients, and if you can't recognize them or you can't pronounce them, don't put them in your body. It's that simple. Number one, three rule is don't be fooled by fancy-sounding herbs or other ingredients that appear really far down on the ingredient list. Some food manufacturers include these toward the end of the list as a marketing gimmick on labels. And actually, the amount is likely minuscule and pretty meaningless. So the further it is on the ingredient list, even if it's super healthy, doesn't really mean anything because there's really not much of it in there. Look for words. Here's one for you, Joey. Mm-hmm. Look for words like sprouted or raw to indicate higher quality natural foods. Sprouted grain and seeds are by far healthier than non-sprouted. Raw ingredients are generally healthier and produce much better results with your body. So whole grains are by far healthier than enriched grains. So stick with your natural products.
As long as it doesn't have the word flour after it.
Absolutely. So if they want the rest of this, just go to my website, download the ebook, surf around. I got plenty of different things on there for everybody. It's like whether you're struggling with your weight or you're struggling with a chronic issue, I have something there for everybody.
Okay. And again, what's the website again? Sorry.
Getyourleanon.com. Getyourleanon.com. If you have any questions or you want to find out about my programs or nutrition coaching or training programs, go to my website and hit me up with an email or just hit me up at tony@getyourleanon.com and send me an inquiry and I'll answer you within 24 hours.
So you are available for personal training and all that.
Personal training and nutrition coaching. Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right. That's just about going to do it here. What do you say we end up with some hairband?
Absolutely. Okay, let's do it, Joey.
A little GNR to end it up. Again, if you missed the show, want to hear it again, and past episodes as well, head on to WHBY.com. Great show, Coach Tony.
Thank you so much.
Have a good rest of your week.
You too. It was a pleasure.
All right. Coming up next, our 5 o'clock news and information hour, as well as we continue on this Monday afternoon. I'm in for Haley. We got news coming up next here, HBY.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.